Good morning and welcome to Kai's weekly playlist. And today we're going to shift to a newer topic in which I will focus on our environment. There has been a surge of interest in climate change and carbon neutral goals. But what exactly is the world trying to eliminate? And just what kind of policy are countries making in order to achieve that goal? Because as we know, the actuality and expectations are both very different matters. Doing is not simply following the plans and budget you make, but it's also about the factors concerning not only nature, but also a country's economic position to actually implement the laws in reality. So today we're going to talk about international versus national policy on coal. Because it is interesting that the coal consumption in 2022, even with the invention of eco-friendly technology, coal consumption rose by 3.3% to 8.3 billion tons, which is a new record, according to IEA's mid-year coal market update. What's really urgent is the fact that deforestation and erosion is one of the many severe effects and aftermath of using coal to power electricity. The irresponsibility of many companies shed some light into the importance of strict rules and consequences so that the exploited area could be taken care well of, and not just some land to destroy. Another aim we often hear, maybe in news or in newspapers, is carbon neutral. And as its name had stated, it is making no net release of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. Essentially, the carbon taken in and given out through various processes is equal. Maybe you also know it as net zero emissions. This means that the greenhouse gas that is released through power plants equal to the gas that is taken in by plants and other means. And of course, achieving this in 2050 is a really ambitious goal. But we are wondering if the world is already in the right path and in the will to do it. Because we are very dependent on coal in our daily lives, it will be a really big change once we achieve net zero emissions. In a coal elimination treaty 2030, it addresses the Paris Agreement of climate change in 2015. Paris commitment will only restrict global heating to 3 degrees Celsius. And this large gap between global intent and effort is being recorded in a 2018 special report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC. Even with a clear budget of $100 billion for developing countries in elimination of greenhouse gases, the plan wouldn't be so efficient if actions are not properly done. Moreover, the agreement demands the world to cut emissions by 50% upon approaching 2030. This leaves us with only 6 years to come up with an innovation accessible enough by all, and certainly advanced enough to limit gas emissions to the atmosphere. Of course, we could not forget their aim to increase the ability to adapt to impacts of climate change and foster climate resilience. But with the ever-changing factors, including some denying the existence of climate change and the economics regarding gas emissions, along with policies, obstacles after obstacles stacked against each other, made it quite difficult for us to actually solve climate change within a limited and hasty time. Especially now that exports and income tied with carbon-producing companies. But aside from that, the question is the world and all its ambition. Are you truly ready? Are you truly on the track to meet the goals set by the Paris Climate Deal? Well, quite frankly, UN says no. As I said, we are really dependent on industries that releases carbon and the use of coal. It will require us to phase out the burning of fossil fuels and coals should we actually achieve 50% cut in emissions. To be realistic, net zero carbon emissions won't be achieved in 2050. Even using renewable energy such as solar, powered cells, and hydroelectric power plants, it could not replace the convenience and the habit of fossil fuels because it's just so ingrained in our life. And of course, this adds burden to G20 countries, as well as many organizations trying to preserve the environment that is being tainted. And specifically for Indonesia, we have the operational plan we call FOLU, Net Sink 2030, with similar goals in limiting carbon releases to the atmosphere. FOLU acknowledges the importance of the Paris Agreement in 2015 and is committed to reduce the concentration of gas emissions in the atmosphere by putting a moratorium or a temporary prohibition on new coal-fired power plants, along with the gradual phase-out plan made in 2022. Of course, it will not abandon the development programs to improve forestry and land use based on communities. It is a solid plan given the diversity of Indonesia's resources. It is also important to note that stakeholder engagement is a vital part of what makes climate change schemes so effective. Along with corporations, policies certainly need funds, especially for developing countries and implementation of their programs. Society would not be able to change their dependence on coal and fossil fuels overnight, but through gradual phasing out, slowly being more friendly to the economy and also environment, I believe that net carbon emissions are indeed possible. It is possible only if the world is in the right track. And even if we start from small things like saving cars and motorcycles for long distances, it does help reducing the pollution that has affected our atmosphere so badly. But it is only possible if we work together, not as an individual, but as a community, as a society as a whole. Because by then, the effects will be 10 times greater, 1,000 times greater. Because cooperation is just as important. And remember, this is only an introduction. This is not meant to be a thesis or an in-depth explanation. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Because certainly there are many more things to learn about climate change and the role of government and also international organizations. The world is, the earth actually, is just as precious as it has always been because it's our home. And though NASA would venture out into the space wishing to find a replacement, would we truly be able to let go of Earth? Will there truly be a replacement that could be just as great and as convenient as Earth? Will it be able to sustain life just as Earth has have? We need to start with what we have. We need to protect this planet because it's an asset we have always overlooked. Have a great day, and do not forget, health is one of your priorities too.